Angie Rivera is the voice of Ask Angie, the first advice column for undocumented youth. Tackling everything from legal to emotional struggles, she is known for her candidness. Being young and undocumented herself, Rivera says it is important to challenge the myth of a perfect dreamer in the ongoing immigration debate.
A lot of people will not be comfortable with an undocumented person who has a criminal conviction or an undocumented person who maybe does not qualify for the Dream Act because they're too old or came at an older age, or maybe they have not been able to go to college, so they're just working. Not everybody has come on a visa, but also the undocumented identity changes. It's like water. It just fluctuates up and down. So it's not something that you just fix from one day to the next. Even if you are a temporary resident, you can be deported. You can have that taken away from you. So it's something that changes. And I think when we have these perfect dreamer ideals in the media, those are a very, very, very small percentage. In reality, many of us are not able to go to college, don't have 4.0 GPAs because we have to work like 2 or 3 jobs on the side and we don't have time to put all of our energy into school.
Aside from idealizing a perfect young individual, Rivera said the current immigration narrative holds many misconceptions about undocumented families.
Many of us, our parents don't support us being involved. Our parents are not even here. Sometimes our parents are deported. Sometimes my mom is a single mother. And so we have single parent households. We have all crazy family structures that are not talked about, because when we just focus on that one dreamer, you kind of put the whole family on the side, or you make it look like, look what the parents did to them. They're so good. Why did they do this to them? And that's not the reality. My mom didn't even know we were becoming undocumented when we got here, until we were here, obviously. So I think it's important for us to change that so that people can see that we come in all shapes, sizes, colors, stories, and that most of us don't blame our parents. One of the biggest things that the media, especially our senators, are supposed to be supporting us, will say, oh, they came by no fault of their own, and then they throw the blame on our parents. And that makes it look like our parents are less deserving than we are to any sort of path to citizenship or opportunity to work legally, when I feel like my mom is more hardworking than I am. No matter how much the media says, oh, this hardworking woman, I'm like, no, my mom has to have the added layer that she will never qualify for the Dream Act, and she will never be that perfect person that the media wants to have here, but she deserves to be here as well.
But when Rivera publicly came out as undocumented and unafraid, her mother was a vocal critic.
My mom was against it. All the way, she was against it. I made my first undocumented shirt. It was spray painted. It said undocumented on it. And I brought it home after it dried because I was going to wear it. And my mom was yelling at me. She said I was crazy. I was trying to get my family deported, that I was trying to hurt her, that I was trying to hurt myself.
In the end, her continued activism and the Ask Angie column have brought them closer together, with Rivera learning more about her family.
From policies in different states to even learning things about myself and my own family, especially one of the questions that was about an undocumented woman who wanted to become a mother, but she felt scared that she would provide an uncertain or unstable household for her children if she was to be undocumented. And it made me interview my mom. And why did she decide to have children here in the U.S.? My siblings are citizens. And talking to her about that made me become conscious, because my first instinct is like, don't have children, they're really scary. And, you know, but I can't tell them that. So it brought me closer to my mom and my family too, to see different experiences and different stories. So now she totally supports it and sees why I've done it for so long. It's taken a long time, but I'm happy to see that she's finally understanding where I'm coming from, and we're trying to find some common ground.
Reporting for Pavement Pieces, this is Daniela Silva.